Can we be too good to be saved? Can we be too good to be saved? Now, my reason for choosing this subject is that because the vast majority of people with whom I speak appear to have this difficulty. They don't want to be saved. They don't have any interest in the subject. They don't believe that God has any special purpose for their lives. They don't believe that they have any sense of responsibility to God. And in fact, they believe, if anything, that God owes them a favor. Now, their reason for not having any interest in being saved is because they believe they are quite good enough. This is a great, great danger. Let me read to you from the Bible some words from Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, and beginning at verse 9. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this story. He said, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, he said, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give a tenth of all my income. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Now, said Jesus, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Here were the two men, they went to church, and they both prayed. But the Bible says, one man, he prayed about himself. He told God how good he was. Now, he would have no difficulty doing that, because he was always telling himself how good he was, telling his neighbors how good he was, criticizing the government, criticizing the church, criticizing everybody all about him, and always justifying himself. So when he went to think about the subject of religion, of course, he just kept doing the same thing, and he justified himself. So often when we speak to people, or I should say we try to speak to people about their souls, about eternity, about God, about sin, whether we speak to them on the doorsteps, or whether we speak to them at our open-air meetings in the town, or perhaps it's just speaking to a neighbor, we find time and time and time again they begin telling us how good they are. They've never done any harm to anybody. And if, in fact, there is any heaven, and if there is any salvation, they feel quite sure they will be there. Now, you remember the Lord Jesus says here in this story, he says, everyone that exalts himself shall be brought low, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. I wonder which of the two men you are. Do you always defend yourself? Do you speak about never having done anybody any harm? Do you realize we've all broken the Ten Commandments? I've broken the Ten Commandments. You've broken the Ten Commandments. Oh, you may not have broken all of them, and you may not have broken some of them that I have broken, but we've all broken some of them. And that means we have harmed God. We have broken God's law. And if we continue to justify ourselves, God says that we will be brought low. He will bring us to judgment. What an awful thing. There is salvation for sinners, but some believe they are too good to be saved. They think that salvation is for murderers or for special kinds of adulterers or maybe people that shoot others or whatever. And they have a special view of particular sins. The Bible teaches us that we must look at our own hearts, that we may remember this Bible truth. All have sinned. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Do you understand that? In the eyes of God, in the sight of a holy God, all our goodnesses are as filthy rags. Now, if you and I believe that, we will come to God and ask Him for mercy. For if all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, what about our unrighteousnesses? What about all those things we have done wrong? It is a terrible thing to believe that we are too good to be saved. We don't need to be saved. Sometimes people say to us, oh, that's for old people. Or others say, oh, that's for young people. Sometimes people say, you want to go to Northern Ireland and take that message. All kinds of things like that. You remember the story that Jesus told. One man said, Lord, I thank you that I've done this, I've done that, I've done the other. And then it says, the tax collector, he stood afar off. He would not so much as lift his eyes unto heaven, but beat upon his breast. And this is what he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. What a short prayer. What a short prayer. But it's a marvelous prayer. I commend it to you. Can you remember the words? Perhaps you already know them. Maybe you'd like to pray them today. Begin to seek after God today in this humble manner. And here are the words again. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God says those that come to Him, He will receive. Let me conclude with these words from a hymn. Come, guilty souls, and flee away to Christ and heal your wounds. This is the welcome gospel day wherein free grace abounds. Listen to the next message. That will be called, Can We Be Too Bad to Be Saved?